Along with all the other changes to our lives in the past 18 months, the rate with which many of us have adopted new technology has been pretty phenomenal. The QR codes to track our trips to the supermarket and the facial recognition software to make sure we're sticking by quarantine rules have become crucial and convenient tools in keeping a lid on outbreaks. But what happens when the tech that's meant to make our lives easier is actually failing us? Bridget Fitzgerald takes a look.
There's a problem with the Service New South Wales app on some Android phones. When you scan a QR code at a certain location, sometimes the software gets a bit muddled and will tell the contact tracing app that you're actually at the previous location you were checked in.
The problems are coming up where people are taking the photos from their camera app and then passing it to the check-in app.
Carly Winkler is a senior analyst with the International Cyber Policy Institute at ASPI, the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. She says the problem with creating apps for Android is that it's a generic software that's adapted for every different brand of phone it uses.
Some devices, like Samsung in particular, they build their cameras in their phones with a lot of software to do the image processing and to make it a really pretty, snappy photos that you get out of their cameras.
In a statement to the ABC, a spokeswoman for Service New South Wales says the department's aware that a small number of users are having trouble checking in. It's working with Android phone manufacturers, in particular Samsung and Sony Ericsson, to try and solve the glitch. Service New South Wales recommends users check in directly through the app instead of using the phone's camera and to check to make sure the correct location is recorded. For those who don't notice, however, important contact tracing information could be missed.
If your phone app is telling you that it's checked in at the wrong place, then that's what will be updated on the database.
The ABC is also aware of one instance where an app user received an on-the-spot fine for $1,000 after a police officer asked for proof of checking in, which the user was unable to provide because of the malfunction. In response to questions about the fine, a spokeswoman for New South Wales Police said members of the public were able to contest infringements. While instances of unfair penalties may be rare, some experts are concerned about the wider issue of how much we're relying on new technology in the pandemic. Toby Walsh is a professor in artificial intelligence at the University of New South Wales. His biggest gripe is the uptake of facial recognition technology in home quarantine apps.
All of us have a fingerprint reader at the bottom of our phones. That's actually a much more robust solution to identifying yourself. Our faces are not unique. I have a twin brother. He could open my phone. If you really want to monitor the people at home, an ankle tag is a much more robust solution, much more accurate. Home quarantine app only pings you once or twice, random moments in a day. It's also worth pointing out there's another fundamental flaw with it, a technical flaw, which is that it doesn't stop people coming into your home. It doesn't stop you opening the door on the person delivering your Uber Eats and infecting them.
Do you think that a lot of the technological response to our quarantine practices, our contact tracing, do you think a lot of it is unnecessary?
There is a lot that's unnecessary. Just as with the COVID Safe app, which was a complete technical fail, trying to use Bluetooth contacts to identify who's been near, it turned out much simpler ideas, simple QR codes was actually a much better way of solving that problem. And equally here, either use something old like ankle tags or something even older, which is how we used to do quarantine, where people were kept in separate places. That worked for a couple of hundred years. That would be a much better solution to this problem.
That's AI Professor Toby Walsh ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.